RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, John Walton joins us now, play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals. How you doing, Johnny Boy? Good to talk to you.
You.
All right,
what
good.
Up, John?
There you go. Dateline Sunrise, Florida, back-to-backers against the Panthers. Why does the NHL do this?
Well, as far as, it was a tough flight getting down here. I mean, when you talk about, coming out of the break and having to day travel the way the Capitals did and having to take on New Jersey, it was certainly not easy, but it was at least a little nice to be able to get back into rhythm a little bit with some practice time and getting back after it. So I think things probably are a little more settled down now than they might have been otherwise. But coming out of the break and the Olympic schedule, there's stuff that every team's working with, and this is no different. Long way from home to come shooting back and have practice in Arlington tomorrow.
All right, so where is this team right now as we're heading into the winter? And you mentioned the Olympics coming up, which will shut the league down briefly. Where do you see this team currently?
Well, they're sitting with, they're holding a wild card spot, but the Eastern Conference is crazy in that every team, and Columbus is the last place team in the conference right now, and even they're one game over 500, 16-15. So everybody is still in it. The Capitals find themselves right in the middle of all of it, currently holding a wild card spot, but they're only 4 points away from being the best team in the conference again. So very strange where every team, as you've gotten to the halfway point of the season, the Caps going to get to halfway this week with a condensed schedule. Usually takes a little bit into January to get to game 41, but they're going to be there this week. And they're right in the middle of it. So I think, getting out of the break where they hadn't played very well going into the holidays, coming out and getting a win, doing it on the road, doing it against a division or division rival, I think all of that was good. Playing the two-time defending champs tonight is going to be a little bit different perhaps, but this is without a doubt, a team that when they can get the offense going, and they certainly have, and scoring 4 goals against New Jersey the other night, that certainly helps. But I think they're going to need more of that. I think they're still trying to actively pursue, trying to add a piece or two before the trade deadline, which may come sooner than we think because with the Olympics, I think a lot of teams are going to try and get their business done prior to that. So maybe by the end of January, we might have a better idea on teams that are out, teams that are selling. Right now, there's just nobody selling. So everything's really even. And the Capitals, for the most part, this season, if not for the last couple of weeks, have been taking care of business, and hopefully that win in New Jersey, you know, can start to springboard them here a little bit, get back toward what they hope will be the top of the division.
John, do you see a distinct difference in them when they're rolling? Like, they won what it was like eight or nine out of ten. Then they went on this little fall, this one where they'll lose some, they'll come get a win, they'll lose again. What's the difference in the team when those two things are happening?
I think the biggest thing, B-Mitch, is that you've got, when they're playing with a lot of offense from the back end, and we saw Jacob Chychrun get the overtime winner in New Jersey. He's got 15 goals. He's got more than any other D-man in the league. I think a lot of the offense starts from there. I think we've seen some changes in line combinations that have been, I think, for the most part, for good effect. I think Dylan Strome getting away from Alex Ovechkin seems to have kind of spurred him on a little bit. Justin Sortif and Connor McMichael give Alex a little bit more speed now. So, I think everybody switching seats, or at least not everybody, but a lot of guys, you know, switching seats, giving line combinations a little bit of a different flavor. I think that's certainly helped here in the most recent times, here in the last couple of games. But offensively, I think a lot of it starts in the blue line. John Carlson's having a great year, and Jacob Chychrun's having a great year. And you've got a lot of guys up front that have contributed, you know, maybe not in overwhelming numbers, but it seems like it's a different guy every night who's been able to put together a good night. Most recently, Alexei Protas, a terrific night in New Jersey, gets a goal, two assists. The goal coming from Ovechkin on a terrific pass right at the horn. I mean, 0.4 seconds mm-hmm. left in the first period, which was terrific. So a little bit of everything. Protas is certainly coming along. I think getting that line going and getting Strome on that line has been very helpful. So, yeah, hopefully all of that's able to continue.
Your leader in goals is not Ovi at this point. It's Wilson. How much of a surprise is that?
He's pretty much where he was, I think, on pace from a year ago, where he scored 30, and it was easily the best season he's ever had. So it's been a little quiet for him lately, but he is still the power play leader. I think the one thing, Zabe, that we, I think, would hope for in the second half are better special teams. We've seen the penalty kill really kind of had a nice resurgence here over the last 3 or 4 weeks. It was much needed, and they've gotten it. They still need that from the power play, and I still think they're trying to figure that out. Wilson will obviously be a big piece of that in playing in the bumper right in front of the goaltender. He's got 6 of his goals that way. So I think having a little bit from not only Tommy, but, you know, from the rest of the guys on the power play, being able to generate, you know, they've without a doubt, they've left some points on the table because they weren't able at key moments through the first half of the year to be able to execute on the power play. But clean that up in the second half. You've got a team that defensively is as strong as any team. You've got the best goalie in the NHL, or certainly one of them, in Logan Thompson and what he's been able to do. And by the way, guys, hopefully Logan and Tommy both will be getting some good news here. Team Canada is going to have their announcement New Year's Eve on who they're taking to the Olympics. So there are a couple of guys that are, hoping that they get that call. That'll be some good news for them and represent the Caps in Italy come February.
I'd love to see that. Definitely would love to see that.
So I want to talk Winter Classic for a hot second, because a lot of chirping, John, has been done between people who are NFL fans versus NBA fans, how the NFL moved in on Christmas Day, which was the NBA's territory. The NHL slid into New Year's Day with the Winter Classic. I forget exactly how many years ago it's been. And now, you know, there is some talk of the Winter Classic being watered down because of their outdoor series. Where do you think the Winter Classic is in terms of its cachet as we get ready for this Wrigley Field this year, right?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands.
or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Well, no. It's here. It's in Miami. They're playing, the Panthers are going to be playing on Friday night.
Last year's was in Wrigley. My bad. Years are flying by.
So it's
in Miami.
Here.
Okay. How is that going to, how do they build a rink outdoors in Miami?
Carefully, I think. home of the Marlins. They're going to be in the baseball stadium, and they do have the roof if they need it. But I was actually asking people today. They said that there's not a rain cloud in sight expected on Friday. So they'll be open air, and the refrigeration, I guess, has come a long way since they started doing this. But I think it does frustrate. I mean, as a hockey employee and a hockey guy, and I think the NBA, I think, has just the same argument too. It always feels like the NFL just kind of does what it wants a little bit.
Yeah.
And, that's their business and that's what they do. But, the NBA on Christmas was, something that was pretty unique to them, and New Year's Day. And to your point, the game's on Friday. It's not, as you get in toward, the Winter
Classic. So it's the second.
Time. Yeah. They actually moved it by a day. So,
to get out of the way of other stuff, football.
I would think so. I think that might be part of it. I mean, they've gone on New Year's Day for a long time, but they are shifting it a little bit. So I still think the event itself, I mean, I don't know that it's as huge a national hit. I mean, when they first did it in Buffalo and it was snowing and it was unique, I think it is for any organization that gets to take part in one, certainly when we had it at Nats Park, and then also even in 2018 when we were in Annapolis, those were big deals, for the team and, mm-hmm. for the moment and all of that. And it's a really fun thing to be a part of. We got to do it as a visitor a couple of years ago in 2023. We were in Raleigh and played at the football stadium at NC State. So, in February, I think you get a lot of eyeballs just because it's a visual spectacle. I don't know that when you do it 3 or 4 times a year and, it seems like they've gone through a number of venues at this point. It may not be what it was, but, I think for the teams that are involved, it's a huge deal. I know it was fun. I've been involved in 3 of them, and I think they're just loads of fun to attend and be a part of and, a lot of the things that go around it. I still think it has something on the landscape. But, they did have to move off of New Year's Day, too. So a little bit unfortunate on that, but that's the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah. Every NHL team has requested to be in this thing. So every team knows it's big for them, and they've figured out ways to build rinks in warm climates, dry climates, all over the place. To me, the visual, the one that was the best visual was that Lake Tahoe one. But they had big problems with the glare of the sun on clear days at altitude. And I remember them talking about just the logistical challenges of it. But from a visual standpoint, with the big old fir and pine trees, I'm like, yes, this is what I like to see.
Yeah, that was a good one. And all of them are unique, and all of them kind of have that unique flavor. So, it's fun. Again, for the teams that are involved, we're always happy to be involved. I'd love to have a chance to do another one. I hope the Caps are involved sometime soon.
All right. Caps tonight against Florida, down in Florida. I want to clear this up. It's the Panthers who are on a back-to-back. They play tomorrow night as well. The Capitals return home Wednesday night against the Rangers, right?
That's correct. Yeah. New Year's Eve, and then right back to the airport because we have a New Year's Day game in Ottawa. So busy week. Yeah.
How are you going to – so the New Year's Eve the New Year's Eve game is also at 12:30, so it's a matinee. Great.
Correct.
But then you got to fly to Ottawa, huh?
Fly after, and dinner time, New Year's in Kanata, Ontario, and then get up and get going for a day game for the, another matinee against the Senators. So, and then fly home that night. So we're spending a lot of time on planes these days, certainly this week.
Is Kanata a city, or is that an alternate pronunciation of Canada?
It is an actual city. It is, a city is probably a generous term, but it is a town outside of Ottawa. Kanata is where the rink is.
So you could theoretically live in Kanata, Canada. Canada,
yeah.
Correct. Yes. if you chose to.
You'll learn something new every day.
There you go. I'm here to educate, inform, and entertain at least some of the time. So there you go.
Yeah. Kanata, Canada is with a K, and it's purportedly the largest, fastest growing suburb in the west end of Ottawa. Mm. Famously known as Canada's Silicon Valley.
Them, which is nice.
Right. Which is nice. Famously known as Canada's Silicon Valley North for its booming high tech industry. Nokia, Shopify, and other tech brands are located there. So enjoy Kanata. All right, Mr. Walton?
Will do, fellas.
All right, pal. Good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Happy New Year.
Take care, man.
There you go. John Walton. How about that? The NHL got bullied. Bullied right off of their square. Right off of their space, which is New Year's Day. I think they also watered down their own trick with it, where it used to be one game. One game on New Year's Day outdoors, somewhere cold, somewhere iconic, where people love hockey.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, we could do actually a couple of these. And so that, now they're up to like four or five a year, and they're putting them all over the place. And South Florida, I understand.
In the summers, those areas that rain and have sun, that scares me a little bit.
Yeah, right. You would think, how good is the ice? And it's probably not great.
But you know what? If you want ice, you can make it anywhere.
Figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers. Transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.